Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop. Nor should we want it to stop. And as a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, we'll be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on.
So the unrelenting stream to remake America that Joe Biden described there included about 500,000 so far that we know of Venezuelans that he took. The problem with that is we don't have relations with Venezuela, so we can't vet them. We have no idea who they are. Well, we kind of have an idea, Lee, because a judge in Venezuela explicitly announced they are opening the prisons, emptying them up, and sending the worst of the worst here, including members of the Tren de Aragua prison gang, Venezuela. They don't want them. They sent them here. And it's been amazing what they've been able to achieve by sending them to that idiot, Joe Biden. A 22% drop in murders in Caracas alone, just by exporting the murders here. So they're going to places like Aurora, Lee, where hopefully one day they'll be highly dependable voters. Because this is a voter drive. It is. But the people have to pay. I have forecasted on the Battleground America podcast that these gangs would be the cartels and these international criminal gangs would begin to conquer and take territory in blue areas. They would go into the vacuum that depolicing and liberal policies have caused, and they would just simply take it.
And that's what's already happening in these apartment buildings.
But this is unbelievable. So for the last week, the left has been lying to you, as they do. The liberal Democrat governor of Colorado, the liberal Democrat attorney general of Colorado, flat out lied and said, no, we don't. Come on. That's just a silly right wing conspiracy. So then all of the fact checkers at the lying mainstream liberal media did their fact checks. No, no. Trend Arag was not taking over apartment complexes in Aurora. It was a lie. So the owners of the apartment complex have documented that they are violently taking them over, that they can't manage them anymore because they threatened to kill the management. They have beaten one manager within an inch of his life. They sent the maids back to report that if the owners come on the property, they will kill them. And no one will help. First, they went to the Aurora police. Aurora police said, and the Aurora police have been in something of a controversy with their own race-based case. A guy died in their custody. They were forced by the liberal Democrat attorney general of Colorado to basically stop enforcing the law. So they entered a consent decree. So basically, they're saying, look, we can't clean the place out. We got to let them run it. Can't do anything. So why don't you go talk to the attorney general? See if you can get your apartment complexes back. So they go talk to the attorney general. They write him a letter. And he says, go back and talk to the police. They get desperately. Here's the crazy part. Listen to this. From the Denver Gazette. This is mind-blowing. In a meeting with Aurora Police, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the landlords were told that the gang infiltration in the Aurora properties was not an isolated event, but numerous other multifamily projects in the city of Aurora, listen to this, and throughout the state of Colorado are subject to the same gang control. And they did nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Why not do something about it? That's sort of your job.
Roughly a month after the city manager and the Democrat attorney general received their letters and warnings, news outlets across the country, including the Denver Gazette, began reporting that Trend Arag gang had been given the green light to its rank and file to attack and kill law enforcement. Yeah. I mean, if they let you take apartment complexes, why wouldn't you think you could kill law enforcement in Democrat areas? You probably can, honestly. I mean, these are all illegal immigrants. Okay. And they've already bonded to back out after violent attacks. They're still out there. So this is incredible. Now, I'm going to blow your mind right now, Lee. Okay, I'm going to just give you a warning. Mind is about to be blown.
All right.
If you're an enterprising international criminal syndicate, why would you stop at apartments taking that territory? Why would you stop there? I mean, there's so much more valuable territory that could be taken. What would be a good territory to take? What has a lot of valuable stuff on it? Oil fields. Oil fields.
Okay.
Let this sink in. A Texas-based oil and gas company issued a memo to employees informing them that police and the FBI have warned armed Venezuelan and Cuban migrant gangs are committing thefts in the Permian Basin. We're not talking shoplifting here. Organized criminal activity includes violent crimes, gang activity, oil field thefts. What are they taking? The oil, diesel fuel, copper wire, which is valuable on resale, catalyst elements, and other expensive equipment.
A catalyst elements, I guess, would be for fracking.
Yes.
In the Permian Basin,
So this is industrial level theft. What this is the conquering of territory. Recent incidents have included two assaults by water haulers who were attempting to steal oil from WTX oil field sites. The thieves were observed by witnesses who drove up to investigate. They attempted to use their vehicles to run the witnesses off the road. And it goes on to talk about that they're armed, that they threaten to kill those who get in their way. You know, and I asked the question on the Battleground podcast when I forecast all of this, and I knew it was coming because this is how they operate in Mexico. The cartels do. Where they conquer actual swaths of territory. There was a great National Geographic special where they drove up to the border of an area completely in Mexico, controlled by the cartels, to the point you cannot cross into it. They control it absolutely. And if you start Googling, it will appall you. Over 30 politicians were assassinated in this last election cycle. More than 100 were shot. If you run for office and you are not on their payroll, they will kill you or they will try. And I forecast this is the first phase. Okay, you're going to watch these cartels and gangs merge with the Democrat Party in these areas that they conquer. Once the Democrats figure out you can get on their payroll, they're going to get on a payroll. And you're going to begin to see the assassination of those who are not on the payroll right out of Mexico. It's going to be just like Mexico. They will control territory. And you had asked a question, how are we going to get it back? And I don't know the answer to that question. The FBI can't take it. They're too corrupt. They're not going to do it. The Department of Justice totally infiltrated. Do we use the military? I mean, let me just go through with this with Colorado, yeah. Right? We can't obviously use the military on American soil, right? Okay, it's unconstitutional.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, will a Democrat governor unleash the National Guard to reclaim the territory? I don't think so. Well, I don't see it.
Would any administration label Tren de Aragua as a domestic terror group? There's an idea.
Well, they're a domestic voter group, Lee. Future voter exactly. group is we're waiting for the amnesty. What you're looking at is the formation of the military wing of the Democrat Party. They will merge with these gangs. And you know how, you know, again, look at Mexico. Mexico tried this. They thought, we'll merge with them. We'll take the bribes. Nobody gets elected there unless they decide you're one of theirs or they'll try to kill you, right? Well, Mexico has lost control of this because the gangs now have better military equipment than the military. And they're increasingly having trouble standing up to them. And the Democrats are like, this is so cool. We'll have them in our territories. And when we lose control, we'll just lie about it to get Kamala elected. I'm telling you, all that is coming. It's going to be just like parts of Mexico. So, yeah, there we go. Valuable territory. Oil fields. We'll go take it. And again, unless we're going to have to purge the DOJ and the FBI just to have a hope of retaking these territories, wow. American territories. I can't, I'm listening to myself and this sounds nuts, but this is the reality.
We need a purge of just more than those two.
Yeah.
This entire federal bureaucracy needs to be purged of leadership.
Think about this for a minute. This is two territories we're looking at. Aurora, apparently it's all throughout Colorado. Tren de Aragua is conquering apartment complexes. Taking that, listen to this. Taking them, this was on Fox News, they take them from the owners. They tell the owners they'll kill them if they come on their own property, and then they begin to collect the rent from Venezuelans who live there because 42,000 have moved to Colorado. Well,
property owners need to stop paying their dad-blame taxes and tell them to go talk to Tren de Aragua because they've taken it over. Send the tax bill to them. That's what needs to start. That's when you'll get government's attention. When the tax money starts drying up, when you can say, hey, I don't have control of this anymore. This is my deeded property, but the federal government and the state government and the local governments are not doing their job to protect my property. So why should I be paying taxes on it when I don't have possession of it?
Great question. You know what needs to happen, honestly? You know where we need to go with this? We need to stop paying federal taxes at some point.
Yeah.
This has to stop. Because this is the second one of these we've learned this morning. The FBI knows this gang has taken territory. They're taking oil fields now, basically. And the FBI gives you a warning and then they skip off to what? Go get Tim Pool. Make sure he doesn't say conservative things that the Russians would like, I guess. I don't know. I mean, this is an FBI that does not see Tren de Aragua conquering territory as a problem. They'll give you a warning letter, but nothing else. But they spend their time going after Tim Pool. Hundreds of page long indictments for a podcaster. They're not arresting him, but they're going after the people who pay him and other podcasters. So this is what you're looking at with the priority. We won't go after the criminals. We'll go after those speaking about the criminals and the gangs and the illegal immigrants. So if nobody's around to speak about it, then did it happen? It's like a tree falling in a forest. I guess that's the philosophy at the FBI. I don't know. But Trump's got to wake up to this. If he gets elected, it's not going to be, I think Trump has gone beyond, he's not going to listen to Lindsey Graham anymore and appoint people who hate us, him, and the country, but he's going to have to clean these agencies out. They're going to have to be, everybody's going to have to be fired, and we've got to start from ground zero.
Yep.
There's no other way.
Yep. Clean house throughout the federal bureaucracy.
Yeah, and the good news is, though, Trump's already saying he'll do that at the Pentagon, because, I mean, if you're going to fire everyone involved in Afghanistan, the entire top brass is going to go. Right. Yeah. So it Trump's starting to think in this way. Let's hope that extends to other agencies. Or we're not going to be able to take this territory back. We're not. Because the Democrat governors aren't going to do it.
Nope.
It's not politically correct.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Okay. Remember this as a week, as the week amid the chaos, that the Democrats finally admitted what their plans are for the 12 million illegal immigrants they will have brought in by the end of the Biden-Harris regime. And they always tell you the truth after. It's one of the strangest features of the Democrat Party. They'll declare what they're actually doing to be a conspiracy theory. Some crazy, kooky, right-wing conspiracy theory. And then it gets censored on social media, which gives them time to carry it out. Then, this to me is the strangest part of what they do, but they always do it. I've watched them for almost 20 years now. After they've gotten away with the lie and whatever damaging thing they're doing, they admit they did it. They admit it was true all along. Now, if you're one of my toxic liberal trolls, you can cut out like 2 years of this process by just listening to the show, and you'll know in real time what's happening while they're still lying to you about it. Then once they get away with it and the political damage is done, they've won whatever round they've won with the lie, they admit it. They admit it was a lie. I'll give you an example. They just did that with Hunter Biden. David Weiss admitted using the actual term bribes what it was that Hunter was doing. You could not say that for a long time, for instance. Another thing you couldn't say, replacement theory. They're running a voter drive at the border to replace voters not willing to vote for them. People who get real news. Couldn't say it. You couldn't say, look, they're just bringing them here to amnesty them and make them voters. Why couldn't you say? Because it was the truth. And that was too damaging. But the cat has been let out of the bag about what the plan is by the Democrats this week. Here's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer explaining.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Yeah, 11 million. Yeah. You know what? As a reporter, one time I looked up on LexisNexis. It's a database of all the articles that have, you know, pretty much ever been since 1980. I wanted to know, what was the first year that the figure 11 million illegals showed up? 1996. Well, okay. And according to the Department of Homeland Security, starting the Obama era, we had at least a million illegals every year. So it can't be 11. Univision put it at 22 million about 4.5 years ago. They would know that's the size of their audience, a lot of it, right? They said 22 million. Well, we know by the end of the Biden administration, they will have added at least another 12. So I'm thinking bare bottom minimum 35 million. Don't be surprised if it's 60. I think that's kind of probably the upper limit of where they are. So obviously, if they're telling you now, they feel like they have enough to create a one-party system. One-party systems are features of every authoritarian regime in the world as a one-party system. There's not two parties. But if you do the math on it, there's something interesting going on here. They didn't need to bring 12 million more. If they merely did amnesty on day one of the Biden regime, for instance, there would never be another Republican president elected in our lifetime. They would have complete control of the courts within a decade because they'd do all the appointments. Why bring 12 million more? Because they want to make sure there are no bastions, no islands of Americanism left. In other words, you had they never let the 12 million in, right? They did amnesty. You flip Florida. You flip North Carolina. You flip Texas. We're done. You flip Georgia, too. No more Republican presidents. Doesn't happen. But that's not good enough. Why bring the 12? Because they want to make sure that there isn't a single red state left in this country. You do amnesty right now with the 12 million they brought in, there may be a handful of purple states left. They want to make sure there's no opposition anywhere and nowhere to run. Not in a country and not in a world. That's the goal. And then they could do what they really want to do. All of these things, they're only beginning to tell you about now. Interesting, Nancy Pelosi admitted the same thing this week on Bill Maher when he confronted her and said, you know, in your home state of California, you guys are giving away down payments on a house to illegals in a program Americans can't access up to $150,000. And he said, you know, why are you going to give them the money? She said, oh, we're just going to legalize them. So yeah, we might as well give them the money. Here's Nancy Pelosi explaining that.
So you'd vote for this law?
Excuse me?
So you'd vote for this law?
Making the American dream of home ownership available to all people is something we have to do for people
before
who are here now.
This is before you're a citizen. This is undocumented. This is for the undocumented.
Well, what I would like to do is move them to documented. The fact that we can move them to documented.
Can you imagine open borders paired with that? We'll go 100 million. I don't know what their top line number is. I don't know if it's 60, 100. I don't know where they intend to stop. But I know why they want it. Look, the two visions for this country going forward are so starkly different. You've got Kamala Harris raising taxes on the middle class, which is an act of cruelty. The Democrats in announcing they plan to raise taxes on the middle class. Middle class having trouble affording food. Houses are out of the question if you don't already own one. If you didn't own a house before Joe Biden took office, forget it. Good luck coming up with the more than $100,000 down payment you're going to need. Either that or you're going to have to make at least $110,000 to afford a new house. By the way, it was $48,000 when Joe Biden took office, according to Zillow. It's slipping away. It's slipping away. And the Democrats see that and go, but you still have two cars, right? Still are eating, right? Well, I mean, you can find some more money for us somewhere. Headline from yesterday, progressives planning tax hike. Why? They're going to let Trump's tax cuts expire. So when she's out there saying, oh, I'm going to do a middle class tax hike, she's lying. Her party's not going to do that. They're literally telling you, we're going to do the opposite right now. This woman will say anything to get elected. They know she's lying. And they all know they're planning. You know, you give them control of both houses, you're going to pay more. And they don't care if you can't afford food. They don't care if you ever buy a house. It's immaterial. They do not care. Why? They are following their idol, Marx, who instructed them that to get power, you got to eliminate the middle class. And they have aimed a cannon at the middle class. And then there's Trump. Oh my gosh, if we actually did what Trump is proposing, if we actually did, do you remember every quarter we were creating billions of dollars? It was about $7 billion in new investment every quarter above and beyond what had been. Because Trump took there was a tax at the border if you wanted to repatriate your earnings in foreign countries. And Democrat, we were the only country that had that in the Western world. Democrats wanted to keep it. And yet they complained, whined that trillions of dollars of investment money was stuck overseas because they didn't want to pay taxes on it twice in the country they earned it, in the country that they're bringing it back to, which would be this one. Trump got rid of that. The boom was insane. You remember the creative job creation? How financially better off you were during the Trump era? That was why he got rid of that one thing. That was the most valuable thing that Trump did economically. And Democrats hated it. Oh, they hated it. Because if you can stand on your own 2 feet, you don't need them. You don't need to be in fear. You're not going to take notice of them. Now Kamala Harris is proposing a 28% corporate tax rate. Do you realize that's 3 points higher than China? Why would you go 3 points higher than China? Because you want industry to go to China. That's why. They don't want industry. They want to gut it. Marx told them to. And they've been very successful. When they talk about job creation, what job creation there is, these are, you know, table busing jobs. These are part-time jobs. They're killing the jobs that matter, the white-collar jobs and the upward-level management blue-collar jobs, the manufacturing jobs. They're gutting them. We've learned this. Learned this when we found out that 800,000 of the jobs were fake. Which meant that 115 was one of those 1,000 manufacturing jobs were fake as well. They're gone. We've been hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs for over a year and a half, and that's the Democrat plan. We can't make stuff. People who make stuff end up in the middle class. They're at war with the middle class. Here's the other vision, though. Listen to what Donald Trump is saying he's going to do. This just makes me giddy. Because it'll work, but also because it's very much in the mold of what our founders wanted. Take a listen.
Basically, he wants to cut the corporate tax rate down to 15% from 21% if that company makes everything here in the United States.
Yes.
Take back unspent money from the Inflation Reduction Act, new drilling permits and pipelines, end the EV mandate. And he also said something about making the United States the leader in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. And finally, I like this one too, cut 10 regulations for every new one regulation.
Okay, and he did a lot of that. I think he cut one for every three in the last. So that's good. Take a listen to this, okay? Because Republicans have been brainwashed here too on this. Take a listen to what he wants to do.
My plan is that if you open your factory in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, anywhere else in our country, you don't pay a tariff tax. You don't pay a tax. You're going to make the product here. But if you move your production outside of the United States and send it back here, which people are doing now, and I stopped it. I stopped it cold. But they've changed that already.
Yeah.
Then you'll have to pay a very substantial tariff to get your product back into the country.
Okay, let me give you an example of how absolutely misled Republicans are on this, okay? This is Steve Deese. He's got a show. When I first got into this business, I would have opposed this on free market grounds, he writes on Twitter. But now that it's obvious to me we don't have a free market system, he says, but a globalist corporatist one, he says, well, he's for it now. Okay, Steve, let me explain this to you, okay? Because we forgot our history. Okay, the founders wanted an isolated, prosperous country. What you're saying has been put in your mind, you need to forget it. Here's how the country operated when it first started, okay? There was no income tax. In the Federalist Papers, the founders, and in debates, described an income tax as slavery. And it is. It's slavery to the government. They didn't want one. So what do they fund the federal government with? We didn't have an income tax till this last century. We added an amendment. Well, how do we fund the federal government? How do we have a military? A lot of people don't know this. tariffs. Tariffs on foreign goods. He's returning us to the founder's vision, which is so foreign to us now, we don't even recognize it. You got Steve Deese, who's, you know, one of the Glenn Beck's talk show hosts, going, well, it's not capitalism. No, it's the way it was, what America was founded on. No foreign interests. Tariff the goods coming in. Make them cheaper here. What is Trump doing? He's saying, listen, let me make it affordable to make things here. Let me do that. You realize Democrats have nearly doubled the price of natural gas? You realize that? And that Joe Biden put what is essentially a tax on it at an administrative level, the natural gas coming off federal lands. We had to get rid of that. If you can make drilling and the extraction of energy very cheap again by opening the spigot again and approving these permits so they can keep coming online, we can make stuff here more cheaply and then tariff what comes in. It's what the founders want. We call this populism now, but what is that? I don't know. That was the blueprint for the country. And what did they tell us? No foreign wars. You're not going to need foreign wars because you're not going to have foreign interest. We'll sell overseas, but we're going to make it here. It's the answer right here. That is the, he's not wrong on this. And that's why the Democrats are fighting it. The middle class would boom again. They wouldn't need government. And that terrifies them. So heads up. Corrupt Judge Juan Merchan, who himself should be under indictment and maybe being tried right now for violating New York's law. It is a law in New York that if you have even the appearance of corruption or any member of your family out to the third degree has an appearance of an interest in a case before you, you cannot oversee it. His daughter brought in $90 million for a Democrat fundraising firm. $93 million. Her chief clients include, are you ready for this? Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Adam Schiff, and the Democrat Senatorial Committee. But other than that, like, he's totally not even biased, not even. No. Oh, by the way, normally, if you're facing financial crimes charges in New York, you get your judge through a lottery. They didn't let Trump use that. They just assign Judge Merchan. You can't get Judge Merchan unless you're Trump. Anyway, the corrupt judge will announce the sentencing date for the fake hush money case today. He'll tell us if it will remain September 18th or not. Democrats are furiously polling this right now, by the way, to see how it affects them. And I'm sure Judge Merchan, being as corrupt as he is, will make his decision based on that. Because what else would he use? Otherwise, his little girl won't get millions more. Duh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nor Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.